Welcome to episode 99, 7 Ways to Make More Money in 2021. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me today. Today, I want to talk to you about how to make more money in the year 2021. I know a lot of you are like, all right, we get it. Let's get out of 2020. I hate this year. COVID, there's been riots. There's been all sorts of different changes in the market. There's been so much craziness. Can't find inventory to sell to buyers. Just everything is just sideways. Let's go. So let's talk 2021, 7 ways to make more money. How are we going to make sure that while we're out there working, we're taking home what matters, that paycheck? So I'm going to go down all of them real quick and then we'll break them each down. So call on more FSBOs, call on those expireds, make your circle of influence work for you, build a lead funnel, host events, become more involved in the community, and invest in yourself. How do they all break down? How can you personally use them? Let's talk about them. So calling on FSBOs. Why is this such a major subject yet so often looked over? Call on for sale by owners. Folks, we are in a hot market. We have a lack of inventory. We need listings. You can sell them quick. Call on FSBOs and be ready. Be ready to do what it takes to get them in a relationship. Don't be just about being a salesperson. Be about what can you offer them? How can you gain them value? And how can you ultimately earn a commission? Whether just the buyer side, the buy and sell side, earn the seller side, or just get a buyer's list off it by being creative and hosting an open house, find ways to get into them FSBOs and to get that money in your pocket, to get those clients, and to do a great job selling the house for the most money for them, saving them from the pitfalls of having sold it themselves and not gotten what they deserve for their home. FSBOs, great way to go. 2021, make sure you're calling them. Now, expired listings. Someone who failed to sell before should know how hot the market is right now. We got to let them know that. The price they were not able to get before, they may be able to get now. This is great news. We have a reason to talk. A lot of times we call and just say, hey, I can sell your house. Right now, we can look at things that are 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 5 year, 10 year old expired and say, hey, when you went to come on the market last, you came on at this price. Did you know I did an off-market CMA? I haven't seen your house yet, but my rough numbers, preliminary, is saying that you could sell for this, which means you probably sell for better than you had thought before. If I could get you that type of money, I could get you in a short period of time, and I could help you make it a smooth transaction. Is this something you would like to move forward with today? These are the type of actions we need to be taking because, again, those FSBOs, they're great, but the expired, they tried to sell with an agent. They already broke that market. They're already like, okay, I can't do it myself. I'm trying with an agent. Then they fail. You want to point out in a nice way why they fail, but not just tear someone up like, oh my God, I can't believe how crap of a job they did. But do bring up if they didn't have professional photography. Do bring up these things that you do better and how you're going to make the experience smoother for them, but also successful. Success is the thing that they really want. And that feeling of burntness, that feeling of we went on and no one bought, it's a really hard thing to take, especially if they went on recently in a hot market, what they thought was a hot market, and it didn't sell. This can happen for a magnitude of reasons, everything from way too high of a price to a totally unmotivated agent to a situation where a home inspection didn't go as planned and then no one had interest after. But just know you got to figure that out. You got to figure out how can you help them ultimately sell their house for the most money possible. Next, working with your circle of influence. Now, this is one that's really funny to me. Oftentimes, it takes a lot of work for people to start working with the circle of influence. Myself, I grew up with cousins for best friends. I grew up with family real close. For some people, I guess that's not it. You really want to learn to work your circle. It's time to start engaging with more of your circle and stop being the person who's the connector. What do I mean by this? I mean that instead of waiting for someone else to call to say, hey, the family party's this weekend, or the club meeting is going to be next Sunday. Be the person who gets involved and takes a position, not of power, but a position of stance where you can be the connector. You can be the person that says, hey, we're having a cookout. It's a block party. It's on Friday. Be a member that is a contributing member, and ultimately your circle will notice you more. You want to be in front of people as a real estate agent. I'm not just saying, hey, I'm going to go out to everything and I'm just going to say, hey, you need to buy or sell a house through me, or hey, you need to use me for your mortgage, or hey, you got to call me because I know attorneys. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to be there and I'm going to be present. And when people ask me what I do, I'm going to let them know. Or when they ask me how my week was last week, I'm going to say it was great. I closed on a deal that I have both sides on. I did amazing. It was really fortunate. I'm glad that I could help that family sell their house. They had been expired before and they weren't able to sell. Whatever it be, but it's time to start engaging more with your circle. It's time to start calling those friends, family, referrals, and all them, and just making sure, going out to lunch with them, sending them notes, being the networker and influencer of sending them information. When you hear they need a referral for a plumber, helping them out, be that person your circle will start putting out for you as well. Building lead funnels. Now, I know some of you might be going, oh my God, I'm not doing this. It's way too complicated. Come on. I can tell you that there's things like ClickFunnels and many other companies that make making lead funnels not that difficult. If you can learn to do everything you've learned to do in life, I mean, think about it. At one point, you literally lied horizontal on the floor, and at one point, you became a vertical being. You learned to stand up and fight all of gravity. You can certainly learn to build a lead funnel. Lead funnels are not that difficult to build or master, but they can create internet-based leads, which are a great way to grow. Build a funnel and let it work for you. Let that thing be working at nighttime, daytime, and checking those emails that come in and getting right back to those clients, because online lead funnels are really popular. You can do all sorts of things, from guides to whatever, offer webinars, offer classes, give people something to sign up and jump into your lead funnel. You'll find buyers and sellers alike, or people who are looking to get mortgages. They oftentimes will put in their info. Lead funnels are a great way for 2021 to keep growing your business and making more money, which really, to me, it's ultimately about, right? I want to do everything I do. Of course, I love helping people. I love being a good fiduciary for them and everything. But at the end of the day, I come to work for one primary purpose, and that's to make more money so that I can pay for my lifestyle and I can live the way I want to, and I can help everybody I want to in my life the way I want to do. Hosting events for clients. Now, this might be one, oh, well, we're going to shoot me down. It's 2020, Sean. Is it COVID-19? Okay, well, it's up to you how you live. You get that choice. So if you want to hear this as online events, that's great. If you want to hear this as in-person events, that's also great. Everybody has the right to their choice. You get to choose what you do. Having your clients buy an event or hosting an online event is a great way to network. By showing your contacts who you know, they'll trust you more. So by bringing everybody together, hey, Ben, I know you're a doctor. I wanted to meet Bill. He's also a doctor. I sold him a house a year ago. These are great ways to tether people together, to use your network to help them grow their network, to help them grow friends, but also to build rapport and trust in your brand. Because if other doctors use this person, they must be trustable, because this other person who is just like me, who is highly educated, who I enjoyed my conversation with at the networking meeting last night, that is a perfect way to set everything up. So getting your network together, it's fun, because actually the reality is you're giving them great connections, because connections are everything, right? It's not about what you know, it's about who you know in life. A lot of times people, you hear them say that, but you don't quite understand the true value in it. It is massive. It is enormous. It is unmeasurable. So by opening up your network, you may feel guilty. Maybe like, I don't like to make people meet each other just to leverage off of them. No, you're actually giving people massive leverage. I can tell you relationships that have come from some of the different networking things I've done have created people hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in side deals that I had nothing to do with, made no money on, but because they both knew me, they knew each other, and that's how the business relationship started. So be willing to have that open network, get people involved, host the events, and be that person that networks people together, and I guarantee you, you'll find more business and make more money in 2021, which is all that it's all about. So that's the first five. Call on FSBOs, call on expireds, work your circle of influence, build a lead funnel, host events for clients. So let's get into number six and number seven. Number seven to me is the most dearest, most important, but let's go over number six right now. Become more involved in your community. With times like these, your community needs you more than ever. Get involved and people will notice. Again, just like that networking before, where we're introducing people in our network and they notice that you know people. Being involved in your community, being that person that helps out, not only is it important, not only is it ethical, moral, great, feels good, enjoyable, whatever you want to call it, It also tells people that you're not just in it to make money. You're not Ebenezer Scrooge. You're not just taking, taking, taking. You don't need to fly with the night before Christmas, past, present, and future, because you already understand that giving back to your community, it means a lot to everybody. So they're going to really notice you. And it's fun, too. Get involved in the things you like. There are so many different places in our community, everything from education to elders, all the way from rivers and watershed protection to taking care of the trees, to taking care of flowers, to being in the police society, firefighters. There are so many church groups, youth groups. There are different education and mentoring classes. A million zillion different choices. It's just, where do you choose to be involved? What best resonates with who you are as a person, who you are, that you can help the community? What values do you have that you can add value to other people's lives and give them away? Because being involved in a community not only feels great, not only looks great, it also will help you make more money in 2021, which is what this is all about. Last but not least, most importantly, the number one thing I believe in that can do everything for you is investing in yourself. Make sure to invest in yourself. From education to health, it'll all pay off in dividends. It will go forever. Take care of your body. Invest in yourself. Go for runs. Invest in yourself. Buy better shoes. Invest in yourself. Buy better food. Invest in yourself. Sleep more often. Invest in yourself. Read more books. Invest in yourself. Think more often and let less people think for you. Invest in yourself every way that you possibly can, from what you're currently doing, which is why I understand that people like you and I, we're going to continue to grow, because you're here listening to a podcast right now to better yourself, which means you already understand the key one, invest in yourself. So now what I want you to do is just take and go full investment. Don't go tentative, you know, a little bit of trying out the waters, but go all the way in the investment in yourself. Take and be more greedy with your time and energy into yourself than ever, and you'll realize you help your community more than ever when you invest in yourself, because you can be your greatest you, and whoever you are, your greatest you gives you more money, more power, and more ability to help those around you who need help, because it's impossible to help other people when you're helpless yourself. So investing in yourself is going to take you to that next level. Guys, I hope all seven of these ways help you make more money in 2021. If you're looking for a great real estate brokerage to join, Movementum Realty is hiring right now. We're looking to take on hundreds of agents throughout Massachusetts and Rhode Island. We would love to have you come on board. If you haven't yet subscribed to the podcast, please make sure to do so. Also, tell your friends, family, all about it. Check out our Facebook group. We have a website. We have a blog. We have a newsletter, a lot of great info on there, all about making more money and doing better for yourself in real estate. But a lot of it, honestly, is practical for everybody in life. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Tune in next week for episode 100. Again, we have over 5,000 listens and almost 100 episodes. Really excited about all this growth in the podcast. Have a great afternoon, and thanks again.